We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Bam.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome in across the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Stepping in for Bill just for the day today, Bucks and Raptors Game 5. I mean, this is fantastic. I always joke about my role when I step in as I'm kind of a substitute teacher, right? It's like I get in and everybody sees me and they see the, you know, the slide projector or whatever the 2019 version of that is, and they're like, yay! But, I mean, I step in and it's a huge day today. This is fantastic. Now, the Bucks have a job to do, and Milwaukee has a job to do. There's a reset button. There's this whole idea of flushing, and that's a word that Mike Budenholzer actually used in the Game 4 post-game press conference. Flushing Game 4. And Game 3, for that matter. Just flushing it. And I think that Bud has tried to give the Bucks as much time as he can in between Game 4 and 5. It's only one off day in between with travel, but he's tried to let them decompress. He's tried to let them not, you know, not be affected, not do a lot of interviews and that sort of thing to try to get them ready for Game 5. So here's the question. Do they bounce back at home, or are you worried that Game 5 is going to look more like Game 4 or, heaven forbid, Game 3? Because Game 3 is kind of a killer, right? That's, looking back on it in retrospect, that's your game that's the issue. Game 4 was a good Raptors performance. Game 3 was a game where Giannis scored 12 points and fouled out. Chris Middleton scored 9 points, and the Bucks could have won the game in regulation or in the first overtime and then didn't in two overtimes. Those are the ones that hurt a little bit. So do you anticipate Game 5 being closer to what you saw in Toronto or closer to what you saw in Games 1 and 2 in Milwaukee? 855-830-8648. Give us a call and, you know, chat a little Bucks with us. How about that?
Hey, would you like to be a VIP? This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousins, where they have the big gig giveaway from Cousins and Summerfest. 11 concerts, 11 nights at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater during Summerfest means 11 chances to win. Each VIP concert package gets you a couple of tickets, a parking pass, gift cards, and so much more. 11 people are going to win this one-of-a-kind experience, and you could be one of them. Enter daily at CousinsSubs.com/BigGigGiveaway to experience your best Summerfest ever. It's from Cousins Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And all across the network, you've been talking Bucks for the last few weeks, not just the last few days. When they played the Celtics and they won 4 straight, you got pumped up, and they won the first two against the Raptors, and you started to get Bucks fever, finals fever. What do you think about Game 5? Is it, again, closer to what you saw in Toronto or closer to those first two games in Milwaukee? 855-830-8648. I'll say this, Bodie. I think that the Bucks' energy will be different, and it's not just the home crowd. It's not just the fact that Drake won't be running up and down the sideline, because those things are things, right? The athletes are trained to sort of block that out or not, you know, keep it in the periphery, I guess, keep, you know, maintain what they're doing. I think it will be different here because it will bring them back to not the energy of Fiserv Forum, but the performances of Fiserv Forum. What I mean by that is Brook Lopez and Ersan Ilyasova and these guys that you did not hear from in Toronto, I still think somebody is due a ginormous Game 5. I don't know who. That's the question I've been trying to figure out.
You know, Kevin,
somebody.
You have a good point there on I don't think superstars play real different on road versus at home, but I think role players absolutely are more comfortable at home. And the bench mob, which has come up so huge for the Bucks these last couple months, that was really what kind of went quiet in Games 3 and 4. I mean, these guys like Pat Connaughton, who have had monster games, you know, went kind of quiet. George Hill, 24 points one night, and then kind of went quiet the other night. So if their bench can get comfortable, get in rhythm, as they always seem to at Fiserv Forum, I mean, if they look up in the crowd, they see Bakhtiari chugging a couple of beers, Aaron and Danica are cheering him on respectfully without running onto the court. I think if those guys are comfortable and at home and relaxed, they can dominate.
I mean, there were some startling numbers that came out of these games. You know that Bledsoe and Brogdon combined played 48 minutes in Game 4 and scored 9 points?
Ouch.
In 48 minutes. George Hill played 27 minutes and scored 5 points. And then you go back to Game 3 of the series, and now you're talking about double overtime. So a lot of those stats are inflated, right? But you still had some guys that did, like Middleton scored 9, and that was your time they held Giannis to 12. I mean, that's not obviously not going to happen that much. But when they're playing well, when the Bucks are playing well, the spotlight tends to shift downward, I think. And it's one of the things I like about this Bucks team. Let's compare it. The Raptors win a playoff game. We talk about Kawhi right off the bat. And then there are some other guys in there. Kyle Lowry has, you know, sometimes he has a good game and then he has some stinkers in these playoffs, drops some just terrible bombs. But he is a guy that will give you the occasional good game. Then you can talk about Siakam. You can talk about some of these other guys. If the Lakers were playing in a playoff game, what's the first thing the world would be talking about? LeBron. Well, how did LeBron do? How did he set his teammates up? How did he perform? I feel like when the Bucks win a playoff game, when it looks right, you have this way of saying, yeah, Giannis did his thing and Middleton did his thing. But how about George Hill? How about Pat Connaughton? How about Eric Bledsoe? Right? That to me is the sign of a team that's capable of not just having a star player, but winning a championship. And that goes back to the character and the leadership of your star player. Giannis talked about it in the Boston series, how, or maybe in the Detroit series, how he texted, it had to be Boston. He texted Bledsoe after game one of Boston, right? And he said, we got this. Don't worry. We got it. And they did. They won 4 straight games. And I don't know if that same sort of thing happens with other elite level star players in the NBA. I think when George Hill or Connaughton or Brogdon or these, well, maybe not Brogdon, but those guys farther down, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th options. When we talk a lot about them, that to me is a reflection on what Giannis is doing and what Middleton's doing too. Those are two big options. Now you got the phones lighting up here, Bodie. Look at that.
Not me, it's you.
No, please.
You're the guest host.
Please. Who we got?
We got Tim and Ladysmith. Tim, you're on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Good morning.
Guys. Hey, great show. Yeah, I guess this is the first real adversity the Bucks have faced in the playoffs, so I think we'll find out if this team has the killer instinct, because obviously if they're going to win the championship, they're going to have to be able to beat the Raptors. I'm hoping they'll rise to the occasion, pedal the metal, and put the Raptors win the next two games and go on to the finals. So that's my two cents. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, these next two, this will be important because what they could not do in games one and two, which is to carry the momentum with them to Toronto, what they'd like to do, and obviously what the world would like to have happen, I think, is win game five and then take that into Toronto for game six. Because, and I say the world wants that because I don't know if the world wants a Warriors team that just swept somebody facing a Bucks team that limps in after 7 games against the Raptors. I think we've reached Yankees level dissatisfaction with the Warriors. I don't know. Maybe Bart Winkler hasn't.
Unfortunately, Kevin, speaking of dissatisfaction, we got somebody on the line who may have some bones to pick with you. Paul in Cedarburg, you're on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You got something to ask Kevin about?
Kevin, I don't have any bones to pick with you, but I do have a question about television. Why do they not show statistics any longer on television? You never know how many fouls are on somebody. You never know their assists, their rebounds. Years ago, they showed that all the time. Do you have any answer for that?
Actually, yeah, I do have an answer for that. It's interesting. So here's what's happened. as TV technology has evolved, we've gone to HD, we've gone to all this other stuff. You brought in these consultants who tell the TV folks, okay, that you want to do more of this and less of this. And one of the things that is drilled home, and this is the case in a TV broadcast or a newscast or whatever, is to not overload people with numbers. And so I think people take that to mean that they don't, okay, we're not going to talk about the number of fouls, we're not going to show the number of fouls and that sort of thing. I don't 100% agree with it. I understand that you can inundate somebody who's paying like 60% attention with numbers, since I just threw out a number there. But I also think it's important, as you say, as a fan, to know how many fouls somebody has. Because how many times have you watched a screen during this Bucks playoff game series and gone, wait, how many fouls does Middleton have? And it's not on the screen. I'm with you on that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You do a great job. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, this is one of those things that happens, right? You have more voices in the room that determine what things look like, whether it's a newscast or, again, a game broadcast, that sort of thing. And the idea is they've gone away a little bit from the numbers of it. This is baseball's problem, and I don't want to. That's a huge rabbit hole, so I'm going to step to the edge and not go in. But this is baseball's fundamental problem when it comes to young fans and television and radio, is that the revolution in the game right now is this very, I'm going to say it, this nerdy revolution. I'm in it. You know what I mean? I get it. It makes the game better. But there are a whole bunch of people watching television who don't understand really what launch angle is, or exit velocity, or wins above replacement, or UZR. And so you have this divide between this purity of baseball and this heavily numbers-influenced sabermetric era, and it's very difficult to bridge the two. It's extremely difficult. So I get criticized sometimes for not tweeting or talking about the sabermetric numbers, and that's the reason why, because there's a lot of people in your fan base, radio, TV, or otherwise, that just don't get it. It's difficult. It's a very deep, difficult subject to understand, and that's I said I wasn't going down that rabbit hole, Bodie. I'm sorry. Okay, it's buy or sell coming up. We're gonna have a little fun here with Bodie next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show is on. Kevin Holden, CBS 58. Bodie, you caught me napping. It's my bad.
That's the shortest one that Bill recorded.
That's
for us.
That's so funny. I was just sort of hanging out, ready to get in there, and then, oh, there we are. Welcome back. Hopefully the Bucks are not caught off guard like that. Game 5 against the Raptors tonight, Eastern Conference Finals. Game 5, 7:30 at Fiserv Forum, as Giannis and Chris Middleton and company have this series square and, you know, take the recency thing out of it. It's 2-2. It's a best of three, and two of the games are at Fiserv Forum. I still feel really optimistic about this Bucks team. I do. I'm not a panic button guy with them just yet, because they've been so good for so long this year, and now they've got their back-to-back losses. They've faced adversity. So we'll see if they can overcome it. I believe they can. I believe the talent is there to get to the NBA Finals. Schedule's clear. I know that was tough for you, Bodie. You had a lot of June plans. You had to just blow up for that, but it's all right. We're here. We're ready for it. So we got the finals. You know what else we're ready for? How about a little buy or sell? What do you think about that?
I think a little bit of buy or sell might be a good thing.
You know, Joe and I do this buy or sell segment, and he always makes me nervous. Like, he kind of intimidates me with it a little bit. He's like, you better be ready for buy or sell. I'm going to be throwing some crazy questions at you, dude. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? You know? And then, of course, you know, we get through it fine. But the point is this. When the buy or sell segment is on, you ask the questions, and I either buy or sell. So it's, you know, it's kind of a true false of sorts, and we decide what are we buying and what are we selling today. Let's find out.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things, but does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Buy or sell, where we discuss local sports topics and kind of hit these things head on, and we decide, okay, how you feel about these statements? I hope there's something about Drake in this segment.
Yeah, all righty. Let's...
Oh, that, you know what that sound was? That was like, yeah, all right, Holden, with your Drake.
All righty, Kevin, here we go. Buy or sell. A little bit of buy or sell action for you. Number one.
Buy or sell.
Buy or sell, Kevin Holden. Giannis will be the leading scorer for the Bucks tonight.
I am 1,000% buying that. I still think the image that sticks with me the most from the Toronto games, those two games, was the image of Giannis having fouled out of Game 3. And we haven't really talked about this much this morning on the show, how lost the offense looked with Giannis not on the floor in that second overtime. They reminded me of a mid-major that has like a two-point lead on North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? They're up by two, and there's a minute to play, and if they just do their thing, they can win, but they're scared to death. And the five people on the floor for Davidson or whoever are looking at each other like, who's going to score? And that's how that looked to me for like 3 or 4 minutes of that second overtime.
You know, I remember the Badgers playing a Davidson team. They had some guy, I can't remember his name, Steve something, but he was actually pretty talented. Most of those mid-majors, though, not too bad.
They usually, when you get to that situation, the mid-major folds, and the Bucks had that look on the floor that no one wanted to take charge. No one wanted to say, I'm going to be the guy that lead us to a win. And what that tells me is Giannis is still the most important guy out there, and how angry he was in that second overtime, how bad he looked, how upset he looked, tells me that he's going to... I'm still waiting for him to come out and score 44. And maybe this is the night.
Wow.
It's going to be big.
Are you saying definitely 40-plus? We have bold predictions coming up at the end of the show, so I...
Maybe I'll save it for that.
That might be a good one.
It's pretty bold.
Buy or sell.
All right, Kevin, buy or sell. The referees in this Eastern Conference Final Series have done a good job and called fair games.
Wow. It's funny because I almost feel like if I buy that, then I'm also going anti-Giannis, because I feel like the referees have allowed in these playoffs, they've let them play, and that's been all right, but there have been some times where I feel like Giannis has just gotten obliterated under there and with no calls whatsoever. For the most part, I have not had a lot of issue with what the refs have done. So I'm gonna like throw like a quarter out and buy it a little bit. But I also think that maybe we could see a few more go Giannis's way.
You would buy it on like layaway, you know, in Game 5 if they call it fair.
Little payment plan. I'll give you like 20% now and 80% if they actually do this right tonight in Game 5. Yeah, I'd buy that. I think the good news is, I don't think that the refereeing has been bad enough to like make me sour about the whole series. But I also think if you're going to let them play, you got to let them play. And I think my ideal vision of a game maybe is just a few more times where Giannis goes to the free throw line. Just a few.
That's pretty fair. All right, moving from basketball on to football. We've been watching Aaron Rodgers at OTAs this week and going back and forth with David Bakhtiari, joking around, calling him a punk, speaking very highly of Matt LaFleur, goes on that two-minute rant about Game of Thrones, which a lot of people in the sports media world said is the most animated they've ever seen him. So buy or sell?
Buy or sell?
Buy or sell. Aaron Rodgers seems so happy and animated during OTAs because Matt LaFleur has recharged his passion for football.
I'm going to buy that because I think, and look, it's not an indictment of Mike McCarthy. It's not an indictment of anything in the Packers' recent past, although there are some things that you could indict for sure with the losing records the last 2 years and all of that stuff. But I just think there comes a time where change can be a good thing. It doesn't matter, even if they had made the playoffs the last few years and then McCarthy had decided to retire, let's say, and that's how you get LaFleur, I still think those batteries would be recharged because it's new. And Rodgers, of anybody, I think, in terms of like elite athletes that I've ever covered, Rodgers is... he's a genius. You guys know this, right? Like, dude went on Jeopardy and destroyed it, and that's meaningful. So there's a lot happening between the ears. Whitey Herzog, the old Cardinals manager, used to say, guys like that have to be challenged. And if the play calling was, quote, stale the last few years, that's the opposite of being challenged. So he's being challenged right now, mentally, and that's, I think, what's sparking him.
Buy or sell.
All right, Kevin, buy or sell. Jimmy Nelson making his last rehab appearance today with AAA San Antonio. Buy or sell. Jimmy Nelson will be back in the starting rotation for the Brewers by this time next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm buying that all the way. This Brewers team is so much fun right now because when they hit in a major way. They've got bats up and down the lineup. They get Travis Shaw just down, and oh, here comes Keston Hira. So here's another great bat. I mean, they are 1-8 kind of bats, right? But the thing that is the the rub, the thing that could conceivably hurt them in this season is this starting pitching that has been a mess. And the bullpen is not invincible. What we learned is Craig Counsell last year did his best thing that he did was to sit down and analyze what he had and what he wants to use. This bullpen is an elite-level bullpen. It's a dominant bullpen, Counsell thought to himself in whenever it was, July or August, and he said, we're going to ride that as far as we can go. And that was set Game 7 of the NLCS. He's got a mortal bullpen this year. One immortal at the ninth. Bunch of other guys, right? So you have to have starters now. Like, there is no other option. They have to find... Brandon Woodruff is pitching 8 innings. Zach Davies threw 100 and whatever that one start. 117 pitches at one start. We've come back around. They need the starters, and they need Jimmy Nelson. Jimmy Nelson last year puts the Brewers in the World Series, if he was there last year. That's one dude's humble opinion.
All righty, Kevin, I like it.
Buy or sell.
Last one. You know me. I'm a Madison guy. I got to slip one Badger question in here for you. Buy or sell, true freshman Graham Mertz will be Wisconsin's starting quarterback when the Badgers kick off week one against South Florida.
See, in like 90% of Badger seasons, I wouldn't come close to buying this because there would be this plan. Oh, we won 10 games last year. The running game was fine last year. The defense was fine last year. You know, like that's been the thing year after year. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm saying that didn't happen last year. They have a running game. The defense was not what they've been, and oh my goodness, was it kind of a mess. Once they lost that early season game, it was BYU, right? Mm-hmm. Once they lost that early season game, Ray went off the rails and never came back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like this game four with the Bucks. It's like, it's time to flush it. Graham Mertz is going to be their starter. Snap one, week one.
Learn that name, Wisconsin. That kid's the future. There you have it, folks. Buy or sell. That was Kevin Holden. He knocked it out of the park. Fantastic job, sir.
What do I win?
Well, you're actually in the red right now. I think you're down a couple bucks because you bought most of that. So
I did too.
You kind of half bought you half bought one of them.
So I'm like, I gotta go and pick up another side gig to pay this off. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what we're saying.
Oh my goodness! All right, maybe this is what I'll do. Maybe I'll bump some money from Chuck Freeman, our intrepid international reporter and host from 105.7 FM, The Fan. He's back with his Canadian money. I don't know if that'll spend well here in the States. It's next on the Bill Michaels Show. Here on the Bill Michaels Show, if we are playing a song from 1981, if we're playing Aldo Nova's Fantasy from 1981, then you know we have to have somebody on who understands the significance of Aldo Nova's Fantasy from 1981.
Do I get pigeonholed too many times for being in the 80s?
No. Look, you have to own it. There's nothing wrong with owning that. First of all, the 80s are the best musical decade ever. Nothing's touched it.
I think the 90s are terrible. 2000s are worse. And today is just bad.
I don't even pay attention anymore.
Yeah, I agree. But then there's the guys who are out there going to say 80s. God, how horrible.
Well, that's true because, you know, there was crazy hair. And
it was the era of big, wasn't it?
Sure. But, I mean, even now, the basis of, like, popular songs and the samples that are used and so on, they still go back there. The 80s mm-hmm. are still the foundation for a lot of this.
I hear 80s music's done on commercials. I hear 80, you know, you TV commercials all the time. Kevin, you're in the TV industry. You see commercials and all the play a 70s or an 80s song. And it's like, okay, you know, yeah. People want to rip on the 80s so much, but why are they using 80s music to play this, to sell this chicken?
I'll say this. The 80s, it's, you know, nearly four decades ago. In the 80s, were they playing a lot of 40s music? No.
You know, you're right. No.
That's what I mean. This has lasted much longer. This is Chuck Freeman, intrepid international reporter and Aldo Nova fan. We were playing that because he's from Canada, and you were just there.
I just was there. I barely saw Canada. Except for
I don't
flying over it. Well, I got in Sunday, and then you know, I'm covering the game Sunday. Got back at the hotel about 3 o'clock in the morning. Had to get up. You know, I'm doing an early morning show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. So it's like the turnaround was unbelievable. And then I got to take a little nap after that because I'm, you know, going on 3 or 4 hours of sleep. People want to hear all that. But so I didn't get a chance to see much of Ontario at all.
Really?
No, I really didn't.
It's a beautiful city, Toronto.
Oh, and I just didn't. Before game 40, then I walked around downtown a little bit. But, You know, here's what I feel. When I go on a trip to do some work, they're paying you to go. I'm there doing work. That's the way I look at it.
No,
I'm there doing work. I really do. I look at it that way. And plus, I don't have any more time. When you're doing a show on the road, just like being here full-time doing a show here.
Yeah, you don't.
No difference.
Yeah, there's no, you don't, people think that we just walk around all day and just do whatever. No. If you ever see that on my Facebook page, I'm not working. I'm usually off when that happens.
Yeah, you're doing a four-hour show. You're doing a four-hour show on the road.
Right. That's significant. Yeah. Well, so what you saw in Toronto, unfortunately, was a great city that you didn't see and a lot of bad basketball that you did see.
And I'm going back on Saturday, and hopefully the Bucks are clinching Saturday. You know, they got to get the job done tonight. I think they will at home, Kevin. And in Holdy, I think Saturday they're going to right a few wrongs by going into the Air Canada Center, or in this case, a Scotiabank Arena, and win a basketball game.
Scotiabank,
yeah, very loud.
Scotiabank Arena. Did you know that Marv Albert couldn't say it right in Game 3?
What did
he say? He kept calling it Scotiabank.
Oh, really? And Marv, I'm like, of all people?
And I'm like, it's Scotia. Yeah, I'm from the States, and I understand. Nova Scotia.
I read Marv's book. He wrote a book back in the late 70s, early 80s, called Yes, his trademark phrase. I remember seeing it at the bookstore, at one of the bookstores, B. Dalton, I think, at Southridge. And I told my mom, Mom, I'm going to go back and buy this book. I had sportscasting. I read his book, and I was like, man, I got to get into this.
That's so cool.
And then Marv wrote another book, which was what the name of the title of the book was, I'd Love To, But I Have a Game. How about that?
All the things he's missed in his
life?
All the
things all of us as broadcasters miss.
Oh, man.
It's called I Love To, But I Have a Game.
So
I'd love to do something, but hey, I got a game.
I don't know if we pull the curtain back too often, but I'm going to do it here. I got a buddy that has been on me for 6 months. He's getting married in Atlanta on June 8th. And I said to him, I have a flight.
Mm-hmm.
I booked a flight to your wedding, dude. But you know what's going on June 8th. He's like, no, what? I'm like, Game 4 of the NBA Finals in Oakland, California, that would probably involve the Bucks. So, just so you know,
we would be home next Thursday, though, right? Game 4?
No. No, they'd home court advantage to the finals.
The Bucks have home court advantage.
Yeah, so game 4 would be, it's 1-2 here and then 3-4 out
game,
west.
Wouldn't game June 4th be next? No, that's, we're still in May next week?
Yeah, no,
I guess, okay.
He's married June 8th.
May 30th is,
right. That's game 1.
Yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, by the time we get to June 8th, that's the day after, game 4
right.
in Oakland. And I'm like, dude, I just can't.
No.
I just can't.
And us, we Memorial Day weekend, we always go on a golfing trip. We go around the state. We golf 36 holes. And I told my girlfriend, Shannon, I said, you know, this is happening. You know, we can't do it. So I take a vacation day on Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Wiped that out. And this is the playoffs. This supersedes everything going on in our personal lives, man. And when you're in this business, this is what we live for, man. This is our time. This is great. I love it. I've been waiting for so long for this moment for the Milwaukee Bucks, for so long. And now that I think the Bucks have a legitimate chance at winning an NBA Finals, gosh darn it, I want to see it. I want to be a part of it. I want to cover it. I want to see this. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't know, and we were talking about this earlier, you don't know when this will happen, and it's not a matter of having good teams or bad. Ask the Green Bay Packers how that works.
Absolutely.
All the great teams they had that didn't make a Super Bowl, you don't know when the next one is.
Never take winning for granted. Never take winning for granted, and we never have, I don't think. Maybe a touch with the Green Bay Packers in the state.
Yeah.
And we haven't had that experience with the Brewers or Bucks yet. Sustained winning, sustained success. We have with the Packers. So never take it for granted, and I'm not taking this at all. I don't know when we're going to be back. I don't know when we're back. Who knows when we'll be back in the playoffs next year. Nothing is a given. Injuries, trades, player movement, you don't know.
So to get to the finals, you got to win 2 out of 3. You have 2 at home, that's the advantage. The disadvantage is they just got off a couple of games where I feel like my opinion of the Raptors went up, especially in that game 4. That was a good effort on both sides. What are the adjustments? What does Bud need to do tonight for game 5?
Most importantly, and this is what I said on my morning show this morning with Chuck and Winkler, our show this morning, I said, the players got to play better. You got to win your matchup. Bledsoe has got to be better than his guy. Brook Lopez has got to win his matchup with his opponent, too, with Gasol. These guys got to win their individual matchups. If they win their individual matchups, they'll win. Bud's got to put these guys in a position to succeed. In offense, NBA offense, there's a lot of freelance. There's not a lot of design. There's a lot of freelance in NBA offense. You know, defensive, there's defensive schemes. But offense, it's a lot of freelance. These guys got to play better. Bledsoe's got to be a player. Brogdon can't have the night he had the other night. Lopez has got to be playing better defensively. And most importantly, this is on Giannis. Stars do come to play in big moments like this. This is where your superstars have got to play well. He has got to lead the way tonight. This is on Giannis. This is where, you know, hey, I don't care if he scored 50 points earlier this year against Philadelphia on a Sunday afternoon. I want to see what you're going to do in Game 5 when your franchise is on the line tonight. Your franchise on the line in a pivotal Game 5, Holdy. This is where your star has got to, and this is where Middleton's got to earn his money.
Yep.
Mids wants to, you know, he wants to pay $25, $30 million a year. Let's go out there in a Game 5 and play as well as you did in Game 4.
Leave no doubt.
Don't leave any doubt. Your stars perform in big moments, and this is a big moment in franchise history tonight.
So when Giannis scored 12 and he fouled out at the start of the second overtime in Game 3.
Unacceptable in a postseason game for him.
There, that's...
Of course it is.
I figured that was a button.
It is. It is. Hey, I love Giannis. But in the NBA, this is the finals. This is the championship round, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to play. He's got to play well. Middleton's got to play. Bledsoe just gave him $70 million. Come on.
Yeah.
No, you got to show up, and at least I want to, you know, Giannis is not without effort. But, you know, Giannis is going to make these free throws, get to his spots. I thought in Game 4, Giannis shied away from contact a little more because of his skepticism from the free throw line these days.
Yeah?
God, I've seen this coming. I saw it all year coming, the bad free throw shooting.
Yep.
I talked about this in January and February, and I said the bad free throw shooting is going to come back to haunt, and I think it has a little bit.
I was watching Game 3 at home, one of these rare days where I was actually off for a playoff game because it was a Sunday and we weren't there. CBS 58 wasn't there, so I was at home. And he airballs that free throw in Game 3, and I turned to my wife and I said, if Giannis gets the yips at the line and that costs them this series, that hurts. Because it's not like your guy was better than my guy or you came up with a scheme to beat me. Giannis get the yips at the free throw? Come on now.
You're throwing a couple of air specials up there? A couple of air balls?
Yeah.
Air specials? Giannis is too good of a player for that to be happening to. He is too good of a player to be doing that.
So that's between the ears, right?
It sure is. It's confident. You go to the free throw line, you got confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's not mechanical. That's feeling it around the neck a little bit. Giannis is, I don't know, man. I saw, to do it once, but to do it twice, air balls? No. No.
Ooh, man. And if he does it again, like tonight, if he were to do it again at home, now then it'd be an issue, right?
But see, now is he thinking about it?
Right.
I mean, shooting an air ball free throw is one of the worst things you could do on a basketball court.
Right.
Because, especially on the road, they're going to never let you. The crowd senses weakness there, and they're going to attack you. I don't think weakness. He's not a weak person by any means. He's a strong, strong person.
Oh yeah.
That's why it surprises me that he has thrown up a couple of air balls in the postseason here. Free throws.
Right. And so you're at this weird point where it's like, okay, that happened. It happens once, and we all in life have had some terrible event, some terrible thing like that that's happened. Now it hadn't happened to me in front of a national TV audience like Giannis, but if it happens to you. It's how you react to it, right? And there is where the difference, I think, of an MVP-type player is made. It's his job now to make sure that those two things are something we laugh at in the years to come and not that it turns into a thing, right? And that's – you're at now, I can say that all I want. The how of it, I don't know.
I think Giannis is a great superstar.
Yeah.
He handles himself very well, very professional, handles the media terrifically. Guy's still young, and he handles himself like he's been in the league for 15 years.
Yeah.
He's very mature. He's had a lot of growing up. He lost his dad. He's had to support his family. There's a lot resting on this guy. But free throw shooting, big fella's got to put both of those down.
Yep, you got to be strong. I liked Giannis in the first handful of minutes of Game 4.
He did.
Didn't you? When the eyes would light up.
12-5 early on, and I'm like, we're ready to go here.
And he's going strong to the rack. His eyes open, you know what I mean? Like he sees there's an open, there's daylight, and boom, he's there. That, to me, is the Giannis that changes everything for the franchise. The thing, it's the hole that collapses. It's the supernova that collapses everything into it, and then it opens everybody else
up.
That's when George Hill and Pat Connaughton and Malcolm Brogdon and Lopez and Bledsoe and Ilyasova can do the things that they do. when everybody's collapsed in on Giannis.
Need everybody to play well in the next two games to close this out, Kevin.
Freeze, so you said you're going back for game six.
I'm going back for game six. Now, whether the Bucks are going back there and bringing their A game, that's another story, but I don't want to see them lose tonight and have to be the season on the line on Saturday night at Scotiabank Arena.
Can I give you like 15 quick words? What's that? 15 quick words of travel advice,
sure,
if you get a minute.
You're the world traveler.
CN Tower.
Okay.
Steam Whistle Brewery. These are both right next to the arena.
I'll be in and out on Saturday. I'm flying Saturday afternoon and out Sunday morning.
Oh, so you probably don't have time. Okay.
No, I'm not going to miss all that.
CN Tower, Steam Whistle Brewery, and Tim Hortons.
There was a Tim Hortons by my hotel last time.
Got to do it.
Went to it.
Got to do it.
Ordered a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. It's one of the greatest things literally in the history of ever. Except I don't know why you do that and not order donuts.
It's not as good
as
Quick Trip, but okay.
It's true. That's true. Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM, The Fan, our intrepid international reporter. Dude, good luck.
You too.
Get them a win out there in Toronto.
Well, we're the media. We're trying to be objective, and I'm as objective as a reporter as they become.
Yep.
But go Bucks.
Get them a win. Chuck Freeman, I appreciate you joining us here. Of course, Freeman's part of our best Bucks coverage presented by Hupie and Abraham. Injured? Call Hupie and Abraham. Voted best, rated best, year after year. Visit Hupie.com today. Game 5, 7:30 tonight at Fiserv Forum. We'll talk starting lineup next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town.
The Bill Michaels Show. Thanks for joining us all across The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Bodie, that was on purpose, wasn't it? Playing Usher for me.
Yeah, it was.
That's my hometown.
Yeah.
I would make some joke about myself being the Drake of Atlanta, but they no way that's happening.
Kevin, if I got free reign of the topics, we would spend the whole time on just Georgia and Wisconsin football. Literally. Just Bulldogs and Badgers, baby. It's all like, okay, so with Justin Fields gone, you know, how's the offense developing? Like, what's the faith in Jake Fromm? Was this a mistake? Oh, man.
Georgia baseball has a chance to host in the NCAA regionals.
For real?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They never get there. Okay, that's as far as we'll go with that. We know that's probably a two-person topic of interest, you and me, and that's it. Of course, the topic of interest for everybody is the Bucks and Raptors Game 5. Bodie, you're starting five tonight. This is, needless to say, pretty important game. So it's going to be important, I think, to get off to that good start. How do you do that? What five do you go with to make that work? Is there a list? I mean, let me do it this way. I'm going to go find game two because I think that's your starting point, right? Am I reading this right that your game two starting lineup was Giannis, Middleton, Lopez, Mirotić, and Bledsoe? That sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Would you go the same five?
You know, the thing is with them being at home, like I'm not even sure how concerned I am about who their starting five is because I think they're going to be able to rotate guys in so smoothly.
Right.
I'd love to see George Hill on the court. I want to see Brogdon. So my starters, as much as I love Eric Bledsoe, I don't think he's out there. And I wouldn't personally put Mirotić out there. I think he's been really cold.
There you go. I think you just hit on one of the topics, the little loads that we haven't gotten to yet, that we haven't hit, which is Mirotić, I thought, leaves the Bucks in a weird position defensively on the floor when he's out there, right? I almost feel like they're better matched up defensively, you know, if you're talking about the Raptors' main five guys when Mirotić is not on the floor. And the fact that he has not been a great source of points doesn't help, right? So, okay, I distracted. So you would go Brogdon instead of Bledsoe and maybe...
I probably go Bledsoe and... I just can't put Bledsoe in. So I go Brogdon, George Hill, give me Chris Middleton, give me Giannis, and give me Splash Mountain.
Okay, so George Hill gets your start.
Yeah, George Hill.
You know, I think George Hill, to me, has been one of the most exciting parts of what this team has done in the last half season. And part of why the Raptors struggled, I think, so much those first two games is the Bucks are so different than the last time they saw the Raptors in the regular season. The Hill trade happened. The Mirotić trade happened. They went out and got, well, Gasol isn't playing for them. Pau Gasol isn't playing for the Bucks. But they changed a lot of guys. And Pat Connaughton is just a different dude. Maybe the Bucks' best deadline deal was first half Pat Connaughton for second half Pat Connaughton, however that worked.
Heck yeah.
Because he's much better. But I think that's interesting because Hill has become this guy that when you watch him on the court, when it's time and it's several minutes in and he's on the court, you get this feeling that they can go on runs with him out there. You know, he's not a game dominator kind of player, but he will score. He will score the ball. And that is, for the Bucks, something they're going to need in this series and then in a huge way in the next series. You face the Warriors, I need 20 out of Hill like on a nightly basis. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. But I need a little bit of Hill in that lineup. The Mirotić thing is very interesting to me because I have not felt right about him as a starter this whole series. As I've said before, I'm okay with Brogdon over Bledsoe tonight. If Bud has to make that statement to make this thing work tonight, to start Brogdon, Bledsoe gets his minutes, but Brogdon starts, I'm all right with that.
You know what I want to know?
Hit it.
I want to know Drew Burgoyne's starting five when he comes on.
Drew is going to get us ready for Game 5. The Bill Michaels Show rolls on with CBS 58's chief meteorologist and workout freak next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.